You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, recently, Greater Anglia, in collaboration with Network Rail, have launched an online virtual tour of London-Liverpool Street Station to help passengers familiarise with the station and find out what is around the station and how to navigate it. This has been added to their list of many other stations. And joining me to talk about all this is Greater Anglia's Head of Corporate Affairs, Jonathan Denby. Jonathan, welcome.
Good. Hello there.
So if we could start with asking you, what is a virtual tour and how does something like this work?
So what it is, we're trying to improve every aspect of the way people can travel on our railway and all aspects of accessibility. And we've been made aware over time that some of the things that people are really concerned about is being confident about being able to travel. And some of the anxiety people have before traveling is not knowing how everything's laid out and whether it will all be easy to navigate when they get there. So we've been putting in place these virtual tours, which are online guides, really, that show you how the station is laid out. And you can go online and you can look at it. And it allows you to look sort of as if you're in sort of 3D, really, to look at the station and see where everything is, where the public areas are, where the concourse is, the toilets, the information point, the customer lounge, where the ticket machines are, where the platforms are. So depending on where you're going to be traveling from, where how they're laid out. Equally, the taxi rank and bus stops, depending on how you're going to get there, that kind of thing. And when you get back, if you're needing, you've got onward travel. So it's trying to provide all of that helpful information, if you like, so that before you travel, you're thinking, ah, yes, I know where all that is. I know roughly how it's going to sort of be laid out. And therefore, I can feel more confident about my journey before I set off. And having that online, and clearly Liverpool Street is our busiest station as our London terminus. So that having that all online is something that we think is something going to be really helpful for people. And for the ones we've already done beforehand, have been found to be helpful for other travellers.
This sort of feature is very much sounds like a visual feature, but how has it been made accessible for blind and partially sighted people?
So the other things that we have also added to it are things that then we have an accessibility widget on there that enables the user to change it to high contrast, to large font size, or to audio transcription. So that's trying to make it as accessible as possible to the widest possible audience. And in future, we're looking at further development for sign language as well. But we try to sort of, to as far as we can, make it as accessible as possible.
So when it comes to features that totally blind users can use, what have you got there for a user that cannot see any visual part of the virtual tour? How can they have a similar experience, or how can they use the feature?
So the thing there will be to use the audio transcription, because that will be the best option in terms of giving as much information as possible that will be helpful from their perspective.
When it comes to the development of the virtual tours, to what extent were blind and partially sighted people able to be involved in the development process?
So there was, we tried to get in as wide a representation as possible through our accessibility panel. And that panel includes sort of representatives who are representing blind and partially sighted users. And they've been involved with other improvements that we've made to accessibility at stations and on trains in the past. And it's their input that helps us provide what we try to make as representative as possible input into these kind of projects and improvements.
In regards to future plans, can you share anything about future plans of either future virtual tours or enhancements to features of existing tours?
There's three things I can say really on that. One is that the 15 stations that which have tended to be our sort of busiest stations that have got virtual tours already, these kind of initiatives have proved very popular and have been well received. So it's something we're looking at whether there's now a case for adding to that and seeing if there's further stations on our network, particularly busy ones or interchanges where people change trains, where you might consider doing them as well. The second thing I would say is that we are always trying to sort of to make what we do even better and even more helpful. So where we get feedback over the existing tours and virtual tours and comments back, again, we will look at those and see if there's anything else that sort of where people suggest further improvements are there things that we might be able to do at this stage? You know, there's nothing specific that at this stage is planned, but we're always listening and sort of getting feedback from customers and equally through our accessibility panel. So again, we'll keep it under review to see if there's other things we could do to improve it. And the third thing I'd say is that we have also put in place already, we've already launched this, virtual tours for all our trains. So our network has over the past three years been transformed within a complete new train fleet. So every train we operate is now a new train, and new trains that are far more accessible than the trains that they replaced. So our network is a much better network for travel from that perspective than it used to be. So for all of the new train types that we have, we've now put in place virtual tours for those too. So that means that you've got that extra assurance before you travel that not only have you got a sense about some of these key stations and getting around those, but equally how the trains are laid out and what you can expect on board. But as always, of course, we've also got sort of passenger assistance arrangements as well, which again also provide extra support and assistance for those traveling should they wish it.
So if someone wanted to take a virtual tour of either one of your stations or, in fact, one of your very comfortable trains, how can they go about that?
The place to find them is on our website. So the general website address for Greater Anglia is www.greateranglia. That's GREATERANGLIA, greateranglia.co.uk.
And when it comes to the accessibility panel, if someone wanted to join the panel to contribute to Greater Anglia's future accessibility work, who they can contact to possibly be able to join?
So that would be James Bonehill, who is our Accessibility and Inclusion Manager, and he can be contacted at James, and that's J-A-M-E-S, .Bonehill, B-O-N-E-H-I-L-L. At greateranglia.co.uk, and he would then be able to sort of to reply about whether we're at a stage where we're recruiting new members, or whether there's other ways in which you might be able to helpfully contribute as well, because there may be other ways even if it's not via the accessibility panel, because we're always looking to sort of to take on board feedback we get about how we can improve things further.
That is fantastic. Well, Jonathan Denby, Head of Corporate Affairs at Greater Anglia, thank you very much for coming on to tell us about the virtual tours here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you. Been really nice talking to you. Thank you very much.